Today on Bold Steps, Pastor Mark Jobe encourages us to fight for our marriage.
I hear some husbands once in a while complain and they say, well, my wife is not the same woman I married 20 years ago. She used to be fun-loving and have a smile on her face. Now she just seems tired and doesn't have that spark in her anymore. Maybe the reason that she's changed is she's been married to you for a long time.
And welcome to Bold Steps with Pastor Mark Jobe, President of Moody Bible Institute and Senior Pastor of New Life Community Church in Chicago. Today we continue a message titled Fighting Forward, where Mark reveals the root of marital strife and the biblical solution God has provided. Mark, you start today by addressing the very definition of the kind of love husbands are to have for their wives.
Yeah, you know, we throw out that word love a lot and it gets romanticized in the movies, but what is love, the kind of love that really makes a marriage work? Well, you're going to see it in this message, but love is sacrificial. Not what can I get, but what can I give? Mm-hmm. Love is sanctifying. It means it makes her or him a better person. And love is self-protective in the sense that caring for him or her also actually cares for yourself.
Doesn't matter if you're single or newlywed or well into your marriage, there's a lot to unpack in this message. Fighting Forward. Here's Mark.
The Bible talks about a different kind of love. The idea is a sacrificial love. Now, I believe that most men in this room, that if you were in some dark alley on a Friday night and some burglar popped out with a handgun in his hand, I believe that most men here, most husbands here, without a blink of the eye, would probably be willing to jump in front of their wife, protect them, stand in front, try to protect their woman. And so they look at that as sacrificial. But in the day-to-day living is where we struggle, not in the heroic, let me save this woman, but let me live in a way that loves her in a sacrificial way, that's not just looking for my needs to be met, but saying, I want to love her in a way that her needs are being met, just like Jesus gave his life for the church. So a husband loves his wife that way. This love is also a sanctifying love. It makes her a better person. Notice it says of Jesus, compares it and says, makes her holy, cleansing her by the washing of the water, and to present himself a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish. You see, I believe that we are to love our wives like Jesus loved the church. And Jesus, the love that Jesus has for the church makes the church, makes us better people. The fact that Jesus is loving you and head over us, he changes us, molds us, makes us better, more into his image. I hear some husbands once in a while complain and they say, well, my wife is not the same woman I married 20 years ago. I mean, she used to be fun-loving and laugh a lot and have a smile on her face and was already ready to do something. And now she just seems tired and unhappy and bitter and she doesn't have that spark in her anymore. Well, I would say that be careful, because maybe the reason that she's changed is she's been married to you for a long time. The Bible talks about, listen, the Bible talks about the person as husbands being married to someone that sees the good, that's encouraging, that provides, that really loves and nurtures, tends to bring out the best in someone. Listen, if your wife is not full of life and vibrancy and creativity and really watching herself and taking care of herself, well, maybe it's because she's married to someone that is beating her down a lot, doesn't really bring out the best in her. I believe that the person that we're married to doesn't dictate how we live and our attitude, but it does make it easier. They do influence how we see ourselves and how we react. And Jesus' love makes the church better. the love of a husband that's leading right should actually bring out the beauty and the best in that spouse that he's married to. And then number three, lastly, this love is self-protective. In other words, it says, he who loves his wife loves himself. You really want to love yourself? Love your wife. Because in essence, when you married your wife, you became one with her. And so how you invest in your wife, and many men don't understand this. Listen, the way you invest in your wife, the way you love your wife actually comes back to affect you in a very, very deep and profound and powerful way. If you haven't loved your wife in a powerful way, then you will experience the repercussions of that in your life in a deep way. I know some husbands here may be saying, well, Pastor, I do love my wife. I'm just not sure that I know how to love her in a way that is practical. She tells me all the time, listen, I don't feel special. I don't feel nurtured. I don't feel like we're connecting. And I just don't know how to connect with her. I mean, I want to, but I'm really not sure I know what that means. Well, for many husbands that are a little bit obtuse like I am at times when it comes to emotional things, let me break this down to you. I love the way that Dr. Emerson, he uses the word couple, C-O-U-P-L-E, to help husbands know how to love their wives. And these are the six words to remember. First of all, closeness. She wants to be close. By close, I'm not just meaning sitting close to her, but emotionally close to her. Oftentimes I hear women complaining about, I feel like he has me at a distance. I feel like he doesn't let me into his world. I feel like he, when I ask him, how was work? Good. What was going on? Nothing. What are you feeling? I don't know. She said, I feel like he has me out, like he's holding me out. I want to get inside of his world, but he doesn't always let me. She wants to be close. Second, openness. She wants you to be open to her. She wants to get into your world. And men oftentimes have become very good at keeping people out of their world. And listen, ladies, sometimes men aren't very good about talking about how they feel. They'd rather talk about things and facts than feelings. Listen to a men's conversation sometime, eavesdrop in on it, and then eavesdrop in on a woman's conversation sometime. First of all, women talk a lot more. They just verbally seem more skilled. And they will use language like, I felt, and she thought how I felt inside, and this was terrible. I almost started crying. And they'll talk a lot about their feelings in the course of the conversation. Listen to a men's conversation, and you will hear very little about feelings. And you'll hear a lot more about facts. And how about the Heat game the other day? Was tremendous how that happened. And you'll hear about facts and things, but little about feelings, because men oftentimes are not as good at talking about their feelings. They're taught as little boys oftentimes to kind of bypass that a little bit. And so, but she really needs to feel, if she's going to feel loved, she needs to feel like she's privy to your feelings. Third word is understanding. Your wife needs to feel loved, not by you fixing her when she talks about how difficult life is or the problem that she's going through, but by you listening to her. Oh, this should be a real flash here somewhere. Some men need to listen to this. When your wife comes to you with an emotional problem and is telling you how stressed out and frustrated she is, she doesn't need you to fix the problem. She needs you to listen to the problem and empathize with the fact that she's frustrated. Hello, men. Come on, I know you don't get it. Some of you are saying, well, she's got a problem. Why does she want me to? I want to fix it. I want to just hear about how she's feeling. Because really to your wife, what she wants, she needs a vent. She needs to talk to you. She wants you to know. And that makes her, when you listen to her without interrupting her and you acknowledge your feelings, she feels like this man cares. And really, it's about, does he care? Peacemaking is the fourth word. She wants you to say occasionally, I am sorry. That means admitting I was wrong. That means admitting, hey, I messed up. You know, men, it's not all that difficult to say I'm sorry sometimes. In fact, let's practice saying that, okay? Out loud, 1, 2, 3, men, say, I am sorry. 1, 2, 3, I am sorry. Some of your wives are sitting beside you and thinking, I never heard him say that in my whole life. This is the first time I've ever heard him say out loud, I am sorry. Listen, part of it in loving is admitting I'm wrong sometimes. Number 5, loyalty. She needs to know you're committed. There needs to be a sense in her heart that she knows you are the woman I'm committed to. I'm not just stuck with you, I'm committed to you. Number 6, esteem. She wants you to honor and cherish her. And let me get into some practicalities of that. So if you haven't heard anything I've said, men, I want you to listen to me, because these practical tips I'm going to give you have the, this is where the rubber meets the road in your wife feeling like you actually love her. And that, by the way, let me simply say this. That when the Bible says men love your wives, that's not a suggestion, that's a command. When the Bible says wives respect your husbands, that's not a suggestion, that's a command. Listen, when you disobey a command, it's what? Sin. So husbands, when we do not love our wives in a way that they understand, we are sinning against them. Wives, when we do not respect our husbands in a way that they appreciate and understand, we are sinning against them and against God. This is not just about marriage counseling. This is about being right before God. And that's the way it's put here, as an imperative command, not as a strong suggestion. So let me spell it out for us guys. And I have to admit that I had a high learning curve when I got married. There's a lot of things I've had to learn over the years, and a lot of things that I'm still learning about the wife that God has given me, and she's been incredibly patient. But I have to say, it's like good wine. It's getting better and better with time and with the years. I really mean that too. So let me give you some practical suggestions. This is an imperative command. God is speaking to you, men, and saying, it is your obligation before God to love your wife.
And I promise we will get to those practical applications in just a bit. You're listening to Bold Steps with Mark Jobe, a message titled Fighting Forward. Mark, you expand on some of the key themes for today's lesson in this week's Bold Stepper Weekly, don't you?
That's right, I do. And so for those of you that don't know what the Bold Stepper Weekly is, it's just an email that comes early on Monday morning, giving you some insight, sometimes just a personal note. But we've also included a new feature starting today.
I noticed that.
It's the Bold Steps Minute, which means that every email that you get, you can just click on the link and you'll hear an audio of an encouraging 1-minute message. And we have those really for every day of the week.
Right. We have a new producer here, Merle St. James, and Merle is putting those together for us. So thank you, Merle. A shout out to him, and thank you for listening to the Bold Steps Minute. When you get the Bold Stepper Weekly, but you have to sign up for it, sign up at boldstepsradio.org. It's free of charge, no obligation whatsoever, boldstepsradio.org. All right, back to the message as we fight forward for our marriage.
And here's some practical ways for her to understand. First of all, your wife will feel close to you when you show physical affection, hold her hand, hug her, when you are affectionate without sexual intentions. Some of your wives know the only time you start getting friendly, holding hand, rubbing back is you want something a little later on in the evening. And she's like, okay, I know what you want. I know what you want. Now, here's the thing. You gain even extra points if you show your affection in public. You gain even extra points if you show your affection in public with people that she knows and know you together, especially men. There's something about a man grabbing his wife's hand, putting his arm around her shoulder, rubbing her back, showing some kind of affection in public, because what it tells her is, you're not ashamed of me. You are saying to these people around me that you like me, that you're affectionate towards me. Some of your wives would like have a minor heart attack if next time at the family gathering, instead of walking around there with your pop in your hand, you actually had your arm around her shoulder or held her hand, and she would like, what's got into this guy? Because she wants you to be able to be publicly proud and show your affection of her. Amen? And all the wives say?
Amen.
Amen. Without sexual intentions later. Number two, your wife will feel you were open to her when you share your feelings, tell about your day, your difficulties, and when you take the initiative to pray with her. You see, there's something about you say, well, I just don't want to talk. I've had a long day. I'm tired. I don't want to just talk about stuff. Little do you know, though, that part of loving your wife is that she needs to know your heart. And the way that she feels close to you, men and women are wired differently, by the way. Oftentimes, men feel closer to their spouses when they are sexually intimate with their spouses, with their wives. Wives feel closer to their husbands when their husbands are emotionally vulnerable with them. And the two go hand in hand. Part of loving your wife is taking time to open up your heart to her. She needs to know how you're feeling, know what you're struggling with, where you actually talk, and it's not about things or kids, but it's about you. And listen, one other thing's really, really important. There's something powerful about a man initiating prayer with his wife. I know this is difficult. I know that some of you men would be extremely awkward with this to begin with. What would happen if tonight before you go to bed, you say, you know, Pastor Mark said it would be good for us to do this, and I've wanted to do this, but it's a little awkward for me to do this, but I want to lead us in prayer before you go to bed at night. And you actually initiate prayer. You don't have to get on your knees. You don't have to pray for a half hour. You don't have to raise your hands. You don't have to have, like, Messiah music in the background or the Hallelujah choir. I'm just talking about a short prayer. But before you go to bed, you just lean over, grab your wife's hand, put your arm around her, and you just pray. Short prayer for the day, for her, for the family. There's something very compelling about that, that you, the husband, the leader of the household, the man that she's married, is actually coming before the God of the universe and praying for his wife and praying for the children as well. That is extremely powerful. It's a sign that this man cares for us. Amen? Thirdly, I'm talking about how to love her in a way that she'll understand, men. She'll feel you're trying to understand her when you don't try to fix her problems unless she asks for a solution. When you don't dismiss her feelings, no matter how illogical they may seem to you. Part of having her feel loved is when she says, I don't know, I was really afraid, I didn't know, and you said, there's no one there, nothing to be afraid of, I don't know why you're going through that. You say, oh, I'm sorry, you felt afraid. Listen to her. Acknowledge your feelings. They may seem illogical to you, but what you're saying when you do that is you're saying, how you feel is important to me, and I acknowledge it. That's part of nurturing. That's part of caring. Not only that, she will feel affirmed in your loyalty when you speak highly of her in front of others. You don't look at other women, and when you're not critical of her in front of the children. Listen to me, men, look up at me. This is a big pet peeve of mine. There is no worse disrespect for a married man being with his wife to be Googling up and down another woman when his wife is beside him. No worse disrespect, men. No greater insult to your wife. You say, what? I'm just looking. I'm not doing anything. No. You are doing something. You look at another woman in a provocative way. You turn your head and look at her up or down. When you do that, you are disrespecting your wife in a huge way. It is an ultimate insult. And for your wife to have to act like she doesn't see you doing it, because I've seen wives do that, look away, like they don't want to be embarrassed by it. Listen, man of God, first of all, keep your eyes on your wife, man of God. But it's the ultimate insult to be able to do that with your wife there present. And so if she kicks you in the shins, you kind of deserve it. Let me just say that. But you, what you're saying when you keep your eyes to your wife, and when you affirm her, when you speak highly of her in front of others, and don't look at other women and aren't critical of her in front of the children, what you're saying is, this is my wife, and I love her enough to respect her in that love. By the way, speaking highly in front of her, I know that a lot of it's easy for when you're around people that you know and you're with friends and family, it's easy to make your wife the brunt of your jokes. You know, my old lady, this and that, my vieja, or whatever you call your, you know, you can use all those words, and to you it's funny, honey, I was just having fun. But listen, 90% of the time, your wife is not enjoying it. 90% of the time, she's not happy that you're making fun of her and she's the brunt of the jokes. When you affirm her highly, your wife would fall off her seat next time when you're a bunch of family members and friends around and you actually say good things about her in front of others. And you actually affirm her and treat her with some respect, she would feel like, yeah, that's my man. He's sticking up for me and he values me. There's something compelling and powerful about that. And one other thing in these areas, guys, listen, never disrespect your wife in front of your children. Because what you're teaching your children when you as a man disrespect your wife is you're teaching your boys to disrespect women, and you're teaching your girls to tolerate disrespect from a man.
And we will continue with more practical steps for Christian wives when we return for tomorrow's program. You're listening to Mark Jobe in the second segment of a three-part message titled Fighting Forward here on Bold Steps. Now, earlier in the program, we mentioned a few of the faith-building resources we've made available to our listeners. And right now, we'd like to tell you about another great resource known as our Bold Steps gift. This month's special selection is a perfect companion resource to our current study on marriage. And to tell you more about it, here again is Mark.
In marriage, stagnancy, miscommunication, and distance can all lead to a very painful place. And for many couples, these relational pitfalls have a way of showing up out of nowhere, causing rifts and setbacks in areas we didn't realize we were vulnerable in. But for every marital challenge we may face, God has an answer. And in his book called A Couple's Guide to a Growing Marriage, New York Times bestselling author Gary Chapman lays out some fundamental steps that we can all take to bring God's healing hand into our marriages today. We see that even in tough times, we can still find ways to grow and deepen our relationship with our spouse and with God. Look, no one said that marriage would be easy, but if you, your spouse, or someone you know is feeling stuck, well, our Bold Step gift is a resource you won't want to miss. So request a copy of A Couple's Guide to a Growing Marriage when you give a gift of any amount to support the ministry of Bold Steps.
All right, and to do that, to request your copy of A Couple's Guide to a Growing Marriage, just go to boldstepsradio.org or give your gift at 844-615-7363. That's 844-615-7363. And if you'd rather send your donation and request for the book in the mail, let me give you that address. It's Bold Steps, 820 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60610. Now, before we close out our program for today, let me remind you that if you ever miss one of these programs on the radio, or if you simply want to revisit one of Mark's messages, you can find each of these Bold Steps programs over on our podcast. Just go to your favorite podcast platform, search for Bold Steps with Dr. Mark Jobe, and then tap the subscribe button. Or listen to the program through the Moody Radio app on your smartphone or Alexa-enabled device. For more details and all the different ways you can listen, visit our website. Again, that's boldstepsradio.org. Well, that brings us to the end of our program. I'm Wayne Shepherd. Tomorrow, Mark begins the final part of his message on fighting forward, revealing more about how God's grace enables us to stay focused in our faith. We're discovering the biblical keys to a stronger and healthier marriage. Tuesday on Bold Steps with Mark Jobe. Bold Steps is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.